The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we've been talking about the educational schemes being implemented illegally through the federal government, International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, and Common Core. And we also shared with you last couple of days how stupid those young people are in public schools. And I'm not saying that to be facetious, condemning. It's just a fact. What I want to do today is I want to talk about why it is Americans don't know why we celebrate the 4th of July. We're going to take you to the streets. We're going to actually bring forth the question to those on the streets, this is in California, and ask the American people why they celebrate the 4th of July. But before that, what we have to do is introduce ourselves so people know who we are.
Oh, they're dying to know
yes.
who we are.
Friends, I wanted to let you know that we got a new affiliate in West Bend, Wisconsin, WBKV-AM. They'll begin to air Sons of Liberty on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wanted to welcome them aboard. WLFAJ, AM, and FM, Greensville, South Carolina. This is new affiliates we have, and we want to thank you for your trust. Hey, Chase, you want to jump on the radio with me really quick? Did you guys, I know that you guys wanted to make a big bang, kind of a big splash with the new news. I mean, what a better place to do it than on the radio, but that's up to you guys. I mean, you can do that.
Well, hey, Mom, if you're listening.
That's kind of a weird question.
Yeah, no kidding. There will be a new addition to the family coming soon. I sure hope she's listening. This will be great. I'm going to get a phone
she's
call
like,
in about
what?
5 minutes here.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, congratulations anyway.
Congratulations. And Liz is here today, too.
Yeah, I think
so
it's a girl.
Very timely.
Amen. Well, we'll see what happens
very
in the next
cool.
month. But I believe you're correct, sir. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, pages, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean on Facebook, EEEE, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And again, friends, thank you for the response. Phone lines will be accessible today. It will be us and you, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And for those that are new listening to the Sons of Liberty, and for those that are not, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want the mind of Christ. You want the heart of God. And that's what we have here at the Sons of Liberty. And before we continue on the show, Bradley was talking a little bit how you're talking about education and young people and so on. Well, I did a little research here before the show today, and I found some statistics that I thought were very interesting. Belief in God low among young Americans. This is an article done by James Joyner. He said, while all cohorts of Americans have a relatively strong belief in the existence of God, that belief has plummeted among the millennial generation, according to the American Values Survey conducted by the Pew Research Center.
Which, in all truth, only reflects the older generation.
Exactly. We're going to get to what it links to. But
okay.
It says, young Americans are abandoning God in droves. A new survey by the Pew Research Center finds that belief in the existence of God has dropped 15 points in the last 5 years among Americans 30 and under.
Now, it's interesting that you'd say that, because yes. It's interesting how nobody really cares about the things of God mm-hmm. when they're on an airplane until they hear the pilot say, we're going down.
Right.
Let's go back to the times of the Titanic. I mean, how many people were partying it up mm-hmm. until they found out that there was a hole in the ship, and the last song that they were singing was a Christian song.
That's exactly right.
And it's interesting how people attempt to use God, but I want to let you know something. God doesn't play that. If he's not good enough to be followed, friends, and adored and worshipped when things
life?
Are going well, you know what? We shouldn't be calling upon him when things are going bad. Now, I know that the Holy Ghost will bring about these things in my faithfulness that was afflicted me that we might learn his statutes. But he's talking to his kids there. That was David. And friends, we need to understand that we can't be a part of that. That is hypocrisy. And I also want to let you know God is not a part of that. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For whatever a man soweth, he shall reap it.
That's exactly right. And when you don't sow into the younger generation, you're going to find statistics like this. You know, even going back, it's kind of a little bit of a bunny trail, but do you know that less than one half of 1% of funding actually goes to support the youth and to reach out to the youth?
That's what we use.
So if we put no money, no time, no resources into our younger generation, let's not be surprised when we see these statistics that they're falling away from God in droves, and how are they being educated as well? Now, Pew, which has been studying the trend for 25 years, finds that just 68% of millennials in 2012 agree with the statement, I never doubt the existence of God. That's down from 76% in 2009 and 83% in 2007. So it begs you to ask the question, what are we teaching our young people, and who are teaching our young people that we're getting a harvest like this? We're reaping a harvest like this. Well, if you go,
I can tell you who's teaching them.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Politics and professional advancement among college faculty, 2005. This one is a study findings. It says nearly three quarters, 72% of faculty members describe themselves as politically liberal. According to a 1999
data,
that's right, from the North
Liberal in a free nation.
That's exactly right. From the North American Academic Studies Survey, up from 39% in 1984, surveyed by the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. Now, how religious are America's college and university professors? This is kind of interesting. Neil Gross, Solon Simmons, 2006, study findings. About 25% of college professors are professing atheists or agnostics.
Of course.
And this is a huge number when you consider that only...
Living in a free nation.
Right.
How does that work? You know, I say this so often. The right wouldn't be complaining about the left if the right was doing the right thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, friends, I want to let you know something. Your forefathers sacrificed, fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today through the establishment of a Republican form of government, a constitutional republic. There is enumerated laws, because we have to go back and understand that we only are free under the rule of law, not outside of the rule of law. And when we're talking about the left, you're talking about the liberals. What a contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the hypocrisy. I mean, we got these older people talking about what the left is doing, and the left is doing this, and the left is doing that. Call them for what they are. They're criminals. They're breaking the law. So guess what liberals and criminals have in common?
They break the law.
And when they break the law, what does that do for those that are actually upholding the law?
They become the criminals in their eyes.
Well, that's what they do. So it comes down to who's going to win, but we only have one constitutional republic. And when our veterans go over, fight, bleed, and die to ratify that constitution, they're not fighting for the liberals, friends. They're fighting to do the right thing, to establish freedom. We need to get this right. This is ridiculous. And now you're talking about professors that are atheists.
That's exactly right.
1793, Ben Franklin said there was no such thing as an atheist in America.
Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Really quick here, check this out, friends. This is rather interesting, is it not? Stephanie was just talking about atheists. For those that did not know, communism begins where atheism begins. That was Karl Marx, the devil incarnate, enemy of God. So it's hand in glove. John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence and president of Princeton University, said, "He is the best friend to American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion under the umbrella of Christianity. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country." And they
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Because they're an enemy to freedom. And it's interesting, we allow in America these criminal-minded individuals that don't believe in anything.
To teach our young people.
Yeah, to teach the young people, friends, just think about that. Go ahead and prove that point, and then we'll go on.
The point that I was going to prove on that is about 25% of college professors are professing atheists or agnostics. Now, that is a huge amount when you consider that only 5 to 7% of the general population is atheistic or agnostic. So most of the people that are atheists or agnostics are professors teaching our young people in universities.
You said less than
5 to 7%.
You are kidding me.
No, that's what makes that
statistic
more alarming.
Friends, this is what you're running for. This is what you're allowing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it goes
listen
on.
Listen to that. 312 million people. Compare that to that ratio.
Yeah, exactly. 25%.
Even in the lump ruins the lump, doesn't it? The foxes spoil the vine.
Yeah.
Friends, why? I don't understand it. People like to talk about stuff, but do you not realize these people don't, they're not playing. Criminals don't ask for permission to do what they're doing today. So therefore, the great mass majority of the American people need to stand up and put their foot down on them and say, enough is enough. What is the percentage?
Yeah, it's 25% of college professors are professing atheists or agnostics.
Oh, but wait a second. There's nothing we can do about it. Listen to the numbers, friends.
But what makes it alarming is the fact that only 5 to 7% of the general population is atheist or agnostic. So that means that a good portion of the general population that is atheist or agnostic are teaching our kids in universities, their college professors.
Incredible.
Now, it goes on to say that only 6% of college professors said the Bible is the, quote, actual word of God. Only 6%. 0.51% describe it as an ancient book of fables, legends, history, and moral precepts. Huh. Now, what's really sad is 75% believe religion does not belong in public schools. 75%.
But wait a second. But who's asking them?
Exactly. Right. But, you know, but this is actually...
Well, we better run back because the lines between church and state, which does not exist, friends. But, well, that's another topic.
This is from coldcasechristianity.com. But what's interesting to note, too, is, so we got our, you know, college professors who don't believe that Christianity or the Bible should be taught in public schools. Then we go back to the foundation of our country, and we talk to a man named Noah Webster, who said, in my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure rights and privileges of free people. And he also went on to say in a different quote, the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous attention. It is much easier to introduce and establish an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth lays the foundations on which both law and gospel rest for success.
Huh.
You know, look at Andrew Jackson, who said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So we're just looking at the difference between today and our foundation of our country and seeing where judgment has been turned backwards, where now we're saying we don't believe that we should be teaching that in public schools. And the foundation, Noah Webster himself, was saying this is the most important thing we should be teaching in public schools. It's a very distressing.
Well, listen to what Benjamin Rush said, again, another signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic, which we have, friends, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, is to be laid in religion, Christianity. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty. This is my point. And liberty is the object and life of all Republican governments. He goes on. We waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. We profess to be Republicans, and yet we neglect the only means of establishing and perpetuating our Republican forms of government. That is, said Benjamin Rush, the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. He goes on, for this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws.
Wow, that's amazing.
Amen.
And when you look at the alma maters, you know, back in the day, and we have a YouTube piece on this, of what Harvard and Yale and Princeton and what these stood for. They stood for Christ and Christianity. They were
all of them
made mandatory that they had to attend chapel services.
Raising them up to be the congregationalists.
That's exactly right. And then 55, the percentage of our signers that had seminary degrees.
25 of the 56 signers.
That's right. 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. When you go back and look at how they were being educated and what was thundering from the pulpits, namely righteousness and truth, that's the great generation that established our country. And now we're going to the generation where we're dropping the ball and it's dropping from the pulpits first.
The last couple shows we've done, we've been talking about the educational scheme being implemented or attempted to be implemented by an unconstitutional, unlawful measure by this criminal administration. And by the way, it's not just been Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. It was George Bush's regime as well, George W. Bush. And so, friends, let's just lay blame to where blame should be laid at our front doors, because we're allowing this to take place. But over the last couple of days, we've been talking about No Child Left Behind, which is an educational scheme where they're trying to level and equalize the playing field so no one's better than anybody else, which, by the way, is directly from the Communist Playbook. And it's also a program that shoots for the floor, not for the stars. That's No Child Left Behind, which should rightly be called No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Then we have International Baccalaureate, which is an educational scheme developed in Sweden in 1968. And they're teaching kids in public schools. By the way, this is just the beginning, friends. This is just the beginning, okay? We can put the kibosh on all of this if we're willing to stand up and fight for our posterity. But they're teaching International Baccalaureate, which teaches earth worship, evolution. And by the way, don't you have a story about evolution?
I do have a story about evolution. It's actually a really good one. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom. The teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked a little boy, Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. The teacher said, go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky. Okay. So he returned a few minutes later and said, yes, I saw the sky. Teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. A little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions as well. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. Little girl said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes, getting tired of answering the same questions. The little girl said, did you see the sky? Yes, Tommy said. Tommy, do you see the teacher? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. Then the little girl said, well, according to what we were taught today in school, then she must not have one.
Well.
Hello? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe, John 20:29.
And I know that most people are not that foolish. All the way up until 1968 in this country, friends, it was illegal to teach evolution. And if you want to do a little history on that, you will find that it was Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, mm-hmm. that actually brought forth the implementation of evolution into public schools in this country. But aside of that, talking about international baccalaureate, they're teaching the young in public schools today socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. Folks, these are scary people, these environmentalists, whack jobs.
Yeah, you see a lot of movies like that, too, where we're one with the animals,
totally.
The animals, my brother. Kids
redistribution
movies.
Of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health, in other words, legal murder, abortion, Planned Parenthood, and the such. Debt forgiveness to the third world nations. Adoption of the gay rights agenda, folks. This is a UN global agenda because they want to upend the Constitution of the United States, namely in this country, only to upend the Constitution. Aside of that, debt forgiveness to third world nations, elimination of the right to bear arms. This is why they are attacking Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. They're also teaching in a few schools across the country, the Muslim indoctrination, namely in California. I'm hearing now in Texas, they're actually trying to push the Muslim indoctrination down the throats of the young people. Did you know that what they were teaching or attempting to teach the younger generation in public schools through the Muslim indoctrination? They're teaching them to become a Muslim, to fast for Ramadan in public schools, friends, learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools, memorizing verses of the Quran in public schools, adopting a Muslim name in public schools, staging a jihad in public schools. Christians, you've never lost the right. Stand up and take what's yours. Going on to Common Core. Common Core is a one-size-fits-all federal redesign of the entire U.S. education system and is developed entirely by a select few individuals. I go on and on and on and on. What I'm going to do right when I come back is I'm going to give you a quote. Just to show you the face of the enemy and what he has to say about what's going on in public schools. His name's John Dunphy. He's a dummy. But it's amazing that these dummies are laughing at the American people and allowing these dummy criminals to actually implement onto their kids.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this is truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Americans don't know why we celebrate the 4th of July. I'm going to take you to the streets in just a minute, but I want to first share with you, friends. We have a generation that's being stupefied and dummied down to the public educational scheme. 700,000 students a year in this country that graduate cannot even read their own diplomas. Well, we can't look at the kids as the problem. It's adults that don't know their left hand from their right hand as well, right, friends? People are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Right before the break, I was talking about criminals don't ask for permission. They're bringing forth the implementation of No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, Muslim indoctrination in public schools. And sorry, friends, we are not talking about a third world nation. We are talking about what the American people are standing down in the face of and allowing this to take place in their country. So I want to show you the face of your enemy, and I want you to hear directly from this criminal exactly what he has to say about what's going on in public schools. And in complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, this criminal, John Dumphy, in his article, A Religion for a New Age, said, "The Bible is not merely another book." Listen to what he attacks first, the Bible. "The Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book." Incredibly dangerous to who? Lawless people, friends. He goes on, "I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith." By the way, I want to say this too. When I do high school assemblies across the country, we just did one right before Christmas, and I noticed that whenever I'm talking about any of these educational global schemes, the teachers are there nodding their heads in agreement with what I'm saying. Now, I want to do this. I appreciate they acknowledge the truth, but I also want to say this. Back during the time of Hitler's regime and any other dictator's regime, friends, they had to have somebody educate the students. And I know the teachers in America, I got to say this because I love you enough to tell you the truth, you're not excused because you have to hold on to your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're not without excuse. Hitler would have never had a bunch of murderers raised up, known as Hitler's youth, had there not been teachers to actually teach those kids how to commit the crime by standing behind this atrocious criminal in the first place. So the people back in the day during Hitler's regime couldn't say, well, I was just doing my job like they did during the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945. After 12 million people were killed, 6 million of those within and 6 million people of those that were out that Hitler had killed. So who's teaching the kids to follow the dictators in the first place? Why, the teachers were.
Exactly.
And they're responsible. So don't sit there and look at me and say, well, Bradley, I gotta work this out. You know, I mean, I gotta have job security. Yes, yeah. I understand that. But for the greater good, wouldn't it be a good thing to stand up and fight the system rather than go along with the system?
That's
because
right.
There is no excuse for this, friends.
Imagine if all the teachers stood up and said, no, we are not going to teach this curriculum. Exactly.
Just think if the parents across the country in the 86th percentile said no more to dropping their kids off at the public school gate any longer. It'd be all over, friends.
That's exactly right.
Okay. But in saying that, I want to go on. This is John Dumphy. This is the face of your enemy, America. He said that the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. He said these teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values and whatever they subject and teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new.
Mm-hmm.
Listen again what he attacks. The rotting corpse of Christianity together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. I mean, this devil has to feed off of something to come up with that.
Exactly.
For that to come out of the abundance of his criminal, carnal heart, he's thought this through.
Oh, exactly.
And friends, they know exactly what they are doing. And folks, so do I. And I ain't asking for permission to obey God nor the laws of our constitutional republic. That's why I stand up.
You know,
that's why I speak up. Because I am duty-bound before my Creator and before my brothers and sisters. That's called love, my friends.
And I was going to say, too, as far as the teachers, when you're talking about them, you know, to sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men. And you are also responsible, as I believe Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, not only for what you say, but also for what you don't say.
That's right.
So you can't say, well, I just want to keep my job. I just want to keep quiet. Listen, by not saying something when you should protest, you're silently agreeing with
the enemy.
Exactly.
There
you're agreeing with what's going on. So it's not your excuse saying, well, I just want to keep my job. Well, listen, what's more important, our future posterity or your remedial needs at the moment?
Okay.
God will provide for someone who is faithful to him first.
And he promises to do
Amen.
Just that. Now, in saying that, friends, now we've been talking about the students who have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Let's go to the parents that are actually dropping the kids off at the school gate, and maybe this will help you understand why those kids are subject to what they are subject to. The question here is, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? Now, if you have the answers, friends, you can call in at any time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I hope you're driving right now, friends, because you need to sit down and listen to the stupidity involved in these answers. Here we go.
When the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence in 1976, what country did we break away from?
He's being facetious,
right.
Friends, just so you know. He's serious
right,
about
I
what
know.
He's saying here, but he's being facetious.
Just see if anyone catches him.
That's exactly right. Here we go.
Wait, what?
Hold on. This is just her.
Oh, gosh.
What country did we break away from back in 1976 when the Declaration of Independence was signed?
That's a really good question.
You know, we have a big party. Everybody celebrates and gets drunk and barbecue.
July. I love that.
But you don't know why we celebrate?
No, it's China.
China. We get the declaration.
So we separated from China, said this mother, this young mother.
In 1976. Wow.
From China.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you don't know your history. You
it's
don't know
scary.
Where you came from. You don't know where you're going.
Next. Of independence, we broke away.
I knew that. China.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
she's dead serious.
She's dead serious. Oh, yeah, China. I knew that, she said. It wasn't China, friends. 1-866-233-0747. We go on.
When we declared independence from China back in 1776, and Jesse Ventura signed the Declaration of Independence. What year was that?
Oh, God.
Wait, Jesse Ventura signed the Declaration
of Independence? Yeah, hold on. Just him. We'll get to you in a minute.
I have no
idea.
What
year was that? The Declaration of Independence signed when we had the Revolutionary War against China.
It's been so long. Right, I haven't had to remember that forever.
Who cares about American history and our founding, right? Talking about the Chinese Revolutionary War.
Okay.
When we signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and broke away from...
So instead of him saying the American Revolutionary War, he's saying the Chinese Revolutionary War to the next person, and listen to how they answer, friends.
China, what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Oh my gosh, it was 18-something.
18-something?
I don't know.
Okay, have a nice
time. Laugh it off.
When the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776, what year did they sign the Declaration of Independence and break away from England to start America?
1978.
When Jesse Ventura and Jack Lemmon and the other Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
I don't know.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Hey, friends, just while you're listening to this, just forget about the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought and bled and died to ratify the Constitution that the older generation in America is completely laughing off. In other words, they're trying to chuck their responsibility up in the air as to say, you know what, I love my freedom, but I don't want anything to do with sacrifice.
That's right.
Sorry, let's move on.
You know what's so outlandish about it, too, is he is blatantly throwing out huge, boom, you know, red lights flashing. He's talking about China in 1976 and Jesse Ventura. I mean, he's throwing out big bombshells.
Yeah, hoping somebody responds to it.
It would just be like a light blaring in your eyes and no one's catching on to this.
Here we go.
1812.
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1762.
Okay,
zombie.
Hey, what is it?
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed by Jesse Ventura and Jack Lemmon?
1842.
She's dead serious.
What date specifically? The day.
November 2nd. Wait, what?
November 2nd. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Just what? 1774?
1974.
There you go, 1974.
1974.
Oh, my goodness.
You got any big plans for the 4th of July this year when we celebrate our independence from Mexico? Are you going to be doing anything to sort of reflect on that independence? A breakaway from them?
Yeah, American style. Party.
Getting drunk and smoking some weed.
Yeah, man. Sacrament, one love.
Is that not offensive? We got Joe calling offensive. From Alberta, Canada. You got Bradley and Steph in the Sons of Liberty. Go for it. You got 1 minute. Fill it with words, my friend.
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing great. You got 1 minute. Go ahead and fill it with words, my friend.
Okay, I'm from Alberta, Canada, and Independence Day, I believe, was signed in 1776, is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. There was
For your independence, and one thing that, like, you Americans have to get your country back, because up here, all this system is already put into place. They're taking our guns. The RCMP just quoted that they're going to start kicking indoors to take our guns
if we
don't turn them in.
In Canada.
And they're just making laws, which Tory, even against our Constitution. But it's so important what your forefathers did for you guys and that you...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, friends, so we just get a phone call from our friend Joe from Alberta, Canada, to answer the question that I proposed to the American people.
He could disprove that point any better.
And he said the American people need to hold on to what has been given unto us by our forefathers. The question was, why is it that we celebrate the 4th of July? The Declaration of Independence is a statement adopted by the Continental Congress on July 2nd, but there was a public proclamation on July 4, 1776, which announced that the 13 American colonies then at war with Great Britain, my friends, not China, regarded themselves as an independent state and no longer a part of the British Empire. Friends, in America, I got a question for you. I'm so thankful Joe just called in. Why is it that we have somebody from Canada calling in and filling in the blanks to my questions? Oh, we love you, Bradley. Yeah. We love your show, man. We just love everything about what you're doing. What, you love it enough to stand by and just dance around? Those that proclaim sacrifice and bloodshed, but you don't want to be a part of it? You don't want to do your due diligence out of gratitude and say thank you for what's been given unto you? You know, just to high-five my friend again, Joe, out in Canada, he was right. Because Daniel Webster said this. He said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. He said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. By the way, my friend, out in Canada, you just told us, friends, if you didn't hear the last segment, that they're beginning to ticket people that are not giving up their right to bear arms in Canada. They're implementing unconstitutional laws in that country. I want to tell you this, America. I have hope. I wake up with hope. I go to bed with hope. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't get on the radio every day of my life except Sundays. I wouldn't be all over the country. I wouldn't have done 350 high schools. I wouldn't have done a numerous amount of colleges and tea parties all across the country. I wouldn't spend myself if I didn't believe God. And if I didn't love my brother, I would do nothing like most people do, nothing. And they call it love to say, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, yes, there is something that we can do about it. Steph said during this first segment today, what you are tolerating. And the numbers and the ratios are an absolute joke, friends. I want to say this to you, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You go ahead and take it for what it is. You mock it, whatever you want to do. You know this little charade going on between Obama and Putin? Friends, it's nothing more than a charade. You rest assured, and you mark my words, that China and Russia, sooner or later, will surround this country, and they will be the ones attacking, along with this administration, in which communist nations are in full alignment with. Mark my words, it is nothing but a charade. The only people that are under attack are those that are not agreeing with the New World Order, said Henry Kissinger. He said a terrorist was defined as somebody that didn't accept the New World Order, and our friend Joe in Canada is telling the American people their own history, saying, hold on to what you've got.
That's right. You know,
shame on America for allowing this. And I praise God for the Joes that have eyes to see. But why is it that the foreigners can give us the right answers, but we can go out in the streets in America and they can't even tell us why we celebrate the 4th of July? And we can't blame anybody else but ourselves. And nothing's going to change until we actually take responsibility first before adjusting a holy God. And then deal with ourselves. And then deal with our government. And folks, again, I'm sorry to say this. We're not talking about a third world country here, friends. All these things that are going on in third world countries that are under attack by dictatorships, you're the one that's under attack. What is it that you don't see? What is it that you don't understand? This isn't a game. And I want to ask you a question, especially to the parents in this country that send their kids to the public schools. You know what I see from these students all across the country? They're trying to figure out where the love is from their pastors and their parents, that you would send them to be indoctrinated by a criminal administration. Federal government has no business teaching or educating your kids in anything. My friends, we're ruled by law, not by dictatorships. And the bottom line is, again, friends, this isn't a game. It's not a game at all. It's not entertainment radio, friends. I mean what I say. And I say what I mean because God said it, and if He said it, so be it. And if we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, don't you think it would be a good idea to stand up and say thank you for the sacrifice? On the behalf and to those that sacrificed to give us the freedoms that we have today, and give the same thing in sacrifice of ourselves to give it to our children, the way somebody did it for us, yes, that's the way you say thank you, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Don't forget that. We have to finish this up. But it was interesting that we had someone from without the United States of America answer this question. Listen on. The question is, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? The last guy that was interviewed on the streets of California said, party on, man. Smoke dope, man. Who cares, dude? Party on. I love the party, dude. Let's get drunk and do our thing with a big, huge smile on our face. And we think this is acceptable. I go on.
When the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776, we've declared independence from England.
Yeah.
What date did they sign the Declaration of Independence?
The date? I don't know. What date was that? Was that in 19-something? Like 1914? 1876? I don't know.
I bet you don't.
No, do you?
The joke is on America.
5150 on you?
I mean, really, yeah, go ahead if you guys want.
We need a 5150 on this crackpot here.
Hey, well, hey,
have a nice day.
I'm burned.
We're talking about Declaration of Independence, when we sort of declared independence from Mexico. You're Mexican. Are you going to be celebrating the Independence Day, 4th of July, despite those differences?
Well, usually we celebrate anything that has to do with anything to drink, pretty much.
Okay. So even though, like, your people and my people, battled each other in the Revolutionary War, we can come together and celebrate the 4th of July together.
Yeah, right? It's like people do that in Cinco de Mayo, too. Like,
The white folks.
Folks, the revolution wasn't between us and the Mexican people.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the point in this Mexican guy's agreeing with everything he's saying.
Yeah.
He knows all about the party life, but he knows nothing about his
and
history.
And he's okay with anything if it has to.
Why is there a new world order being implemented? Because people have allowed it. That's why. Let's go on.
Excuse for us to get drunk, too.
Nah, pretty much.
Hey, Mexicans, yay, Cinco de Mayo, let's get wasted.
And usually it's them that are wearing the sombreros and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Okay, thanks, bro.
All right, no problem.
You're Mexican. Do you celebrate the 4th of July, even though we declared our independence from Mexico in 1776?
Well, I was born in the United States, so I'm Mexican parents, but I'm an American. But we celebrate the 4th of July.
So you don't see any conflict of interest?
No.
Because you're Mexican and we declared independence from Mexico?
Not at all.
There's no, you like both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Even though we declared independence from Mexico.
I think that was wonderful that we declared independence.
That was wonderful. Oh, we declared independence from Mexico.
Yes. You said it like four times.
We can be neighbors now, though. We can be friendly neighbors, even though
absolutely
the Declaration of Independence declared independence from our Mexican neighbors.
We can still be friends and neighborly.
What country did America declare independence from?
Independence. What country? Independence from England.
From England, correct. Here we have a German citizen, a tourist.
Wow.
No. Listen,
wow.
Did you hear this again?
Oh, my gosh.
We have a German tourist come into America. Not one American could answer the question with any sanity whatsoever. Here's a German, a traveler into the United States. He's asked the question, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? And he answers the question.
Who knows more about the 4th of July than many Americans?
Well, enough said. What do you say?
You know what's so sad, too, is I think a lot of these foreigners know so much about our nation and our country and our founding documents because they wish they had our founding documents and our principles of Christianity in their nation.
That's right.
It also reminds me of when you were speaking at a college one time in a college class and, you know, this lady who claimed to be a Christian, she was arguing with you whether or not we were a Christian nation or not.
Self-proclaimed Christian,
right,
arguing with me, saying lines between church and state, everything she's heard from the ACLU, mm-hmm, which is found in no founding documents whatsoever in which our country is established, and she agreed with everything she's been told, and I'll tell you why she did, because she never took the time to read it for herself.
That's right, that's what she was taught. And then we had the foreigner in the back of the classroom who said, I know that this is a Christian nation. This is why we came here.
He was a Muslim, as a matter of
fact.
He said that's why we came to America. And he was thankful for where he was at in America.
And, you know, I think every time you listen to Sons of Liberty, you can see by the end of the show what we have to do. We have a job to do. It's not like we can say, well, we don't even see where the problem's at. No, the problem is everywhere. Do something, do something, do something. We don't want to talk about the problems. We're sick of talk. We want to do something. If you want to support what we're doing, because we are doing something, and you want to rally behind a ministry that's actually not just sitting there talking about the problems, having meetings once a week, having people come to you, no, we're actually going and seeking and saving that which is lost, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button on the right, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747.
I want to say a special thank you to my friend in Canada, because that was outstanding and it was timely. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.